In Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was the top vote-getter in yesterday's presidential election. The leftist former union leader captured about 47% of the vote. That's well ahead of his nearest rival, but under Brazilian election rules, it's not quite good enough to clinch the race. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Lula was hoping to get at least 50% of the vote plus one. That would have given him an outright victory, eliminating the need for a runoff election. As it happens, he fell a couple of percentage points short of that goal, but his supporters are still in a celebratory mood. These college students represent the traditional left wing of Lula's Workers' Party. They came to Rio's Ipanema Beach on election day to commemorate what they see as the long overdue success of a leftist presidential candidate in Brazil. But despite the celebrations, they're worried about their man's ideological purity. Felipe Carvalho says he's not sure what to make of Lula's moderate rhetoric in this campaign and his new alliances with prominent business leaders. How much is he compromising himself? Carvalho asks. How do we know that this is just a campaign strategy and that Lula isn't really committed to these people? Now that Lula has been forced into a second round, he'll be under even greater pressure to strike unconventional political alliances. Mariana Trotta, another student, says the Workers' Party's traditional militants plan to keep Lula honest. If we're not out in the streets, putting on the pressure by calling strikes and taking over farmland, then nothing will change, Trotta says, because Lula's new conservative allies are going to pressure him. So we have to pressure him back. Conservative voters are also suspicious of Lula for the opposite reasons. Waiting to cast her vote, Maria Medici says she's convinced that Lula's moderate image is a sham.
We don't know what is going to happen when his mask comes down.
Medici supports José Serra, the former health minister in the current center-right government. She says she wants a president who'll continue the pro-market reforms of the past decade. Reforms that have made Brazil's economy more efficient, but which many people also blame for higher unemployment. Medici says right now Brazil needs a president who knows how the world works.
It's a continuation, and I think for the moment a continuation is important, especially because of the international problem all over.
José Serra is likely to drive this point home during this second round campaign, which culminates in a vote in 3 weeks. Political science professor Luiz Pedoni says Lula may have come out of yesterday's election with a big lead, but that doesn't guarantee he can beat Serra.
Serra knows the machine very well. He's an insider of politics ever since he was a student. He's a tough fighter, a tough politician, and he's been around for a long time.
Serra's experience may be an especially powerful argument for voters who are worried about the recent wild fluctuations in Brazil's finances. In the past month, the currency has lost about a quarter of its value, and foreign investors have rushed to pull money out of the country. The conventional wisdom has it that the markets are punishing Brazil for Lula's success. And if the currency keeps sliding over the next 3 weeks, many Brazilians may be tempted to switch their votes from Lula to Serra, if for no other reason than to preserve their savings. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.